zones around the community the whole August 18th.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for August 18, 2014 at 8:16 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Frank.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sanatelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski. Trustee Wyszynski.
Megan, motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of August 4, 2014.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments? Committee of the Whole under Human Resources and Finance.
And as the liaison to the board, don't mind, I'd like to take the chairman's renewal first versus the special report. We've had a consultant have you listen to the spirit of the discussion, but I'm glad we have this.
Please.
In front of you then is the benefit program renewals for Life Vision Dental Health Insurance. Mark Snood is from GCG Financial Security. You go over some of the information. Every year they obtain quotes for the benefit programs, and I will kick it out to Mark this year for a very brief summary of the quotes.
Great. Thank you for having me. Shane, we'll be working on this design next year.
Okay, so relatively good news for everybody tonight. The renewal from Blue Cross Blue Shield and the health insurance program.
Excuse me, your name one more time?
I'm sorry, my name is Marcus. I'm with GCG Financial and I've been the broker here for 5 years.
Thank you, Marcus.
Just for the record. So we have good news, relatively speaking. As you know, we are now dealing with a brand new health insurance law from the federal level and its implementation at the state level as well, which does affect your group, tangentially. Your group is in the category of implementation and accountability on the first renewal after the first year 2016 on your side. So your renewal came in initially at 14.5%. Increase for the same benefit plan. We then took the census and the program out to market, and we came back with quotes that were significantly lower than that. We shared that information with Blue Cross Blue Shield. We were given a revised renewal of 9.93%. I believe we budgeted for 56%. So it's important to note that the quotes from the other carriers, those are Aetna, Humana, and United Healthcare, appear to be significantly below the renewal. However, those quotes have not been medically underwritten. So in preparation for this meeting, I found four groups of similar size that have gone through medical underwriting with Aetna, which is the lowest number on the page. The average increase in underwriting on those four groups of similar size in the last 30 days at my office was 26.5% increase on the quote, which would put, and with that average increase due to medical underwriting, which would put that ethnic rate above your renewal across the show. So with that information in hand, my office is very confident recommending the revised renewal with Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is an increase of 9.93%, which is over 6% under what was budgeted.
Does everybody understand what you said as far as the underwriting? You're shaking your head. You're
I know.
The problem is we got quotes. It's not like a standard quote for a construction contract. Blue Cross Blue Shield was our plan, and that's why they came out that high. The other three have not underwritten us. Come in underwrite us, they will probably be on average 25% higher than what's on a piece of paper in front of you. That's a chance you need to take. I'm not so sure I'm willing to take the chance of the benefits and no complaints or issues with Blue Cross Blue Shield at only a 10% increase. That is the lowest increase, I believe, in 6 years. And that is really low. When we look at it on the paper, we can do comparisons, you're not comparing really apples to apples. That's one of the issues. I just want to put that out there for everyone.
I think it's also very important to note that any of the three carriers on the page, whether it's Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, or Humana, represents a significant decrease in the quality or the perceived quality of the benefits moving across the ship. There's the perception, which is what we deal with on an everyday basis, but it is a fact that the network of providers, hospitals, and doctors for each of those three carriers is about 80% of the size of Blue Cross Blue Shield's network of providers. So it would be a downgrade relative to the quality of the program for the staff of the residents. So again, for those reasons, our recommendation from GCG is to keep the existing plans in place with Blue Cross Blue Shield and absorb that 9.93% decrease in cost. In regard to the ancillary benefits, which include dental insurance, currently covered by a company named the principal, and life insurance, those two line items came in also with small increases. The dental plan is showing a 5% increase, which is 20% under principal's average increase, which is running at about 10.5% right now. That's good news. And vision program is coming in with a 3% increase, which is about on par with what we're seeing for similar size groups around the country.
So, real quickly, that only had a 5, what is it, 7.5, there's no reduction on benefits. The quote gap is also the lowest of the 3, 4. Life insurance, no change, no increase whatsoever from last year, same way. Vision insurance came in with a 4-year rate guarantee. If you're sentence, you take that over 4 years, more and more rate increases. You're under 1% each year. My recommendation, we've had I met for the last 4 years, again, has been more complaints. I budgeted 7.5 actually for vision came in at 43.
And it's important to note that we did take the ancillary benefits up to market as well. We can see from the executive summary that your renewals were significantly less expensive than any of the competing companies created. And so that recommendation is relatively easy.
I'm trying to verbally say that because there's a lot in this package. It's really small. The other thing, I don't know what I can say, is the union negotiations. So stop me, Eric, when I have to, but and union negotiations, we're looking at a different split for employees. In other words, right now we use formula saying you're going to pay the premium less 50% of the Medicare. Right now, union negotiations, we're looking at a flat fee. And that doesn't affect what the board does up here, but it would affect the premiums charged to the employees.
Yeah, right. It's important, if we add just one for a moment, as we approach 2000, year first renewal after 2016, we expect that for groups your size, the rates will become age and currently they are not. Any single employee on a PPO pays the same rate regardless of age. However, already, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, for groups of 50 or fewer eligible employees, we are now an age-rated, where each person has their own rate based on their age. And we're all indications point towards age rating going up to groups up to 100, which would include your group. It's important to note that there is lots of legal discussion about cost sharing now, because if you stay on a percentage basis, we have a discrepancy. The older employees will be asked to pay significantly more, almost 3 times as much as the younger employee. The discrepancy between a 21-year-old and a 60-year-old is 300%. So many of the groups we're working with are financially problematic, while legal problematic, and they're moving in mass to a flat fee paid by the participants in order to participate. Of course, the village would then be paying different amounts based on everybody's age. Very easy for the village to just average that out and say, on the average, the village pays X number of dollars per employee. And we have all the employees who are just paying the same amount. That's what we're seeing in the marketplace. We're seeing that in small business across the country, and we expect to see it for 200 by the end of 2016. So I think moving to a flat amount paid by a participant would be a very, very positive move to get ahead of the curve for the village. And the union negotiation was favorable, and the union agrees to it. It'll put you in a very, very strong position to deal with what's to come in 2016. For the record, we expect large increases in cost. In the small business lab, we're seeing average increases of approximately 25%. Cost is increased to 50%. We expect to see the same numbers in 2013 for the city. So being prepared for that by getting started now would be a very positive experience.
So just for that flat fee, I think that's also suggested because if you're the younger person and you're asked to pay a flat fee, you're paying more now, you're being asked to pay more versus...
Potentially. The flat fee is that what I'm seeing are being calculated based on what people are paying today. So for instance, if your group is 75 to 25, and that's 25% is a uniform number across. Everybody's kind of cool with that. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, everybody's seeing what we're trying to average and acceptable at this time. So if we build this last fee based on what people are used to paying today, then the numbers are saying the younger folks never really find out what the premiums are behind them until they quit or retire, and then they have to go to COBRA, and at that time they'll see what the difference is.
That they were
the important thing though is that affordable does not apply to premium. Affordable applies to cost sharing when seeking care, copay, and the nature. So it's a misnomer because it comes from the affordable care as well as just in accessing care, not being covered by insurance.
It's as much as a misnomer as you can see the insurance
is not. That is all. Any questions? Does anybody have any questions relative to this? I think based on what I'm seeing in the marketplace, this is a very positive for enrollments.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's already being underwritten versus the non-medical underwritten. I think it's too right.
Can we talk about this last year, too? I just wanted to say thank you seriously because 5%, 3%, and I know you were planning for much more than
that. Much higher than this.
And you were kind of praying on this one a lot. So great job. From what I'm understanding, this is real similar to some of the companies and
Marcus, thank you. Everybody in agreement with this?
Yes.
Preparing for the future, a good thing. Thank you. We'll move this to the consent agenda. Police pension.
The next item is the annual police pension reports of the Village Board. This is a requirement by Illinois State statutes that the police pension board must certify 9 different items and certify that and send it to the Village Board. So every year, mainly because of the tax levy information that's in here, that the pension board is saying we agree with this information in this document. To the Village Board for approval, and await the housekeeping matter, but it also must be held for state commissions. I'm not going to go through each one of these items. If you wish me to, I can. The same information coming off the Department of Insurance report and the audit report every year. There's nothing really that stands out in my mind, at least, with the exception of the pension levy is going down by about 4%.
Thanks, Steve.
You don't need a motion on that?
No.
Committee of the Whole.
Well, that's what the committee of the Whole.
Yeah.
For consent agenda.
Yes. Close on consent agenda. Thank you, everybody. Employee recognition program.
The next thing is the employee recognition program. There's a number of questions. The main question on the employee recognition program is, should we, as the board and staff, go back and recognize employees prior to the approval date of June 15, 2014. What staff is on that date for, we recognize employees that way. Should we not go back and say, what was your last year, last anniversary, and recognize that those staff?
When I watched forward, it was to include all employees from that who are there now, up to that today's date, that data was enforced. That was supposed to include those people. We are right now, we have a 20-year employee who is lost by a year and not investment. We have 10-year employees. So that's the basis of our opposite
34 employees recognized out of a total of 45. So if you're right after 5 years, and if you're been here 8 years, you go back to your 5 year anniversary certificate or gift certificate. We follow a policy to get the certificate and the gift certificate. The board decides to do something different for people that have already had it. That's the choice the board is making tonight or in the future.
Now, Steve, is this one that one employee has given 8 years not only recognized, but you will have the opportunity when it is not only recognized or not.
So it was brought back forward for the board to have further discussion or not.
So we're talking within one point. So if we're saying somebody's in their 9th year, so within this year they're going to get their 10 year, are we going to recognize them for the 5 year and their 10 year within the same year?
No,
yeah,
just get the
10
year, not the
5 year. But if you have someone giving their 10 year in April, my suggestion is they get their 5 year, the board says, let's do it next 4 week. So it would be 5 and then 10
year.
That's
congressional.
Yeah,
that's 1 year, one who missed it by a year, he's just 22 years. That's not 25 years. He doesn't get back that off for 20 years of service.
Well, maybe if we did it within a year, you should not get recognized twice within 1 year. I mean, almost if you went back if you're within that.
That's an option. Mark is recognized this is another option. Then they just get that. But I did it to say, look, if you're going to do the process we are talking about, whoever's going to be recognized in the future, as of today, then this is what they're going to get.
Right. We adopted it for moving forward. And but the thing is, yeah, we do have people that have been up for lots and lots of years who just hit their mark after we already brought it in. So I think we should really figure out, do we want people getting recognized twice within 6 months?
Well, that shouldn't happen.
Well,
because the recognition program is under 5 years, so if they were recognized now, in 20 years, they could have been recognized
for
4 more years.
Do we have anybody that's at
well,
1 year?
Well, that will happen, because people are recognizing for past service. Let's say this is approved today.
But they're in their 9.5 years.
They may get up to next year. They may
get
year 9, but
get approved. They should get up to that 9.5.
They're going
to get next year.
Yeah,
that's our decision. We did it going forward from the date the board said we're approving.
So let's say you're within 1 year of the date we approved it, June 15th. If you were within, you know, 1 year, June 15th, of receiving your next award, you don't get recognized for your past one, and everybody who's...
And then you just left out a 23-year, 5-year employee. You just missed that 1 year.
No, because we're going to get
one.
We're going to
have all the first exceptions, is what I found. I can generate a list and say, okay, 1 year this, or maybe we should do 15 months, or 18 months, or 2 years. There's going to be some that just misses that little cut.
No. I'm saying, so basically anybody, okay, so take the 5 to 10-year category.
Yes.
Say somebody is at, as of June 15th, they were hired June 16th, whatever, so they're going to hit their, or June 14th, whatever, one of those dates. So they have 9 years, okay? And within that year, this June 15th to June 15th, they're going to hit their 10-year. So they'll get their 10-year within a year. So they shouldn't be getting their 5 year right at the same time as in a 1 year period of time.
But
if we're doing it for, you know, somebody who's at
6 years.
6 years. Yeah, let's recognize them for their 5 year or their 8 year. They're still, you know, they're still having.
So
then some people are getting double recognized.
Some employees and not others.
And when
it wasn't implemented when they get their 5 year. And that's the thing. If it wasn't like we brought it in, committed it for something new to kind of recognize those, unfortunately that's where it falls, but that's the case.
Mm-hmm. One reason why we came forward is to recognize employees who have been dedicated to stay with us.
And we will at their next anniversary. I don't think you can play this, well, obviously 5 different ways with the recognitions for every 5 years. I would hope that nobody would consider it a slap in the face that we are doing something positive for the village employees. down with your help and your recommendations, a recognition program has been put in place, so nobody will ever be missed again. But to make it retroactive, what's the dollar amount on it? With how many, 39 out of the 45 employees?
The board decided to go the dollar amount of $1,570.
$1,000?
Excluding the current, which is another $8,000. So we go past $1,575.
That'd be additional.
Yes.
And we're going to do it.
Jan Lawson, who just got $400 for her 30, she's going to get another $300 for her 25.
No.
Well, that's what I'm arguing. If she got 30 years in April, she would come to the next board meeting for 25.
No.
No.
It's not a
recognition.
Well, when was her 25? Was it before?
Okay, years ago.
10 years ago.
5 years ago.
This year automatically they don't get nothing else. If you want to go back to pick up, I disagree with it, but if you want to go back to do it, that's fine. They always start a program, but you never go back. I mean,
what about Oliver, who's been here 20 years already?
I agree.
Does he get nothing now? From 25?
That's correct. That would do it.
That's terrible.
What? But the program has been put in place. Unfortunately, it wasn't put in place.
We can't be called to go back always to catch somebody.
And if they're going to say you got to go back to their last one, then they're going to say, well, you should have gone back for every single 5-year mark for that time. Because, you know, this person who just came out at 4 years and they're getting their 5 years, they're going to get all these years if they pulled the state versus me who's just catching up the 2 spots. A program was put in place. I think it's horrible, as unfair as it may feel to those that have already put in the time.
She's been put in place 15 years.
This program had to start a long time ago. Absolutely. That's the shame.
And that's the problem. Is he leaving within the next 3 years? I
don't know.
You know, and I think maybe, and again, who knows if we'll all be here, but whatever. Recognizing this.
Absolutely, as
don't
we have shown in the past.
If he does it in his 24th year, he still gets the 25th year recognition, the gift card, or the last 20 year at least. Make sure that it stays with every board that goes on? I'm not sure. You don't forget him. If he goes at his 24th year, you still recognize him for, and so you put 24 on it, but it's like the recognition of 25.
I would
agree
that when you have the 20 years that just missed.
Mr.
Mullen? That's it. I mean, I would agree on one that 40 years anywhere is a long time. Okay, so it's, it's probably got to cut off the line. I mean, not 20 years
is a long
time.
Joel has 20, almost 24. Peter has 22.3.
Joel's 1 year away.
So Joel's 1 year away, and Pete's 2.5 years away.
And again, if Pete's at the 24th and a half, absolutely, you recognize them.
Absolutely.
For the 24 and a half, and then you have to say 25 and say 25. You don't forget them. So we need that right. I think circling backwards with one, or just opening a can of worms.
But
don't forget. Do what? $1,500.
If you can't recognize
an
employee,
mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
That's the thing, is we are recognizing them. As a board, we have a program. And any time you go into any company, the entry of rewards program or appreciation, they very rarely ever go retro after the fact, and it goes from that point forward.
Oh, we're not everybody else. It's a point that makes it reasonless, it's not a basis, this is something small, and we do it that way. It's worth it.
I need a recommendation. Are we unanimous on this? There's a proposal by Vicki to say that it is active on the date of June 15th, and if somebody would leave before their next anniversary, that we would recognize that person at that time for the previous amount that they were due.
Have they not received the
Stays as it, but just to make sure that anybody that at 22 and a half years, if they terminated their position at 24, they would be recognized for their 20th anniversary. That we're proposing.
Well, would that be in the employee recognition, or would that be in a retirement and under human resources?
No, just for the recognition program.
But you're recognizing him. I mean, he's retiring, so would it be under human resources? You know, and a policy, or would it be under the recognition program? This is a 5-year program, not a retirement program.
There is a writing policy out there approved by the board, I believe, that would be involved. So if we use that for that, you get involved. You get involved. I don't even know. This is completely separate from the retirement policy. It has nothing to do with retirement. So if somebody has 22 and a half years,
you're going to give them the $300 for retiring, and you're going to give them $300 for the recognition?
No.
It's the retirement fund, whatever.
Is it that unfair to make one exception from the 20 plus over 20 plus years?
So if you do that, talk about a slap in the face. You're giving it a slap in the face to the people that have been here for 15 years or 10 years.
15
and a
half,
you just
missed the call. Then the 10 years can say, well, I've been here 10 years.
I've
been here 12 years.
And we know that.
No,
these
people, that might be for other things.
One other thing, please. For Henry?
The question that I have is this. We solved it at our agency, where we got 175 people that have that same issue. What they did is that they now have a service award, breakfast, luncheon, whatever you want to call it. Everybody comes into the room. My anniversary date is September 1st. And what it is that They had it on October 1st of this year. And what it is that everybody who has an anniversary, and the first time they did it, they had to give, you know, awards to everybody. That was the first thing. Then after that, they told everybody that was there, you will now get your next award will be on whatever 5. So in other words, if you're here for 10 years, you know what I mean? If you're here 8 years, you're not, right now you are getting your 5-year or whatever. If you're here for 10 years, you're going to get your 10-year award. if you're here for 12 years, whatever it is, that's what it is. The next time they come up, that's when you're going to get your next award. And that's the way they did it.
But before it came to you guys, they had voted on how they were going to do it. I think that's what our dilemma is. Correct? We didn't specify we're going to back pay. We're going to back recognize from June 15th back, where in your situation, they may have said, we're going to get all together, we're going to give them what they deserve, and then tell them 5 years forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did we define, are we going backwards or are we just going forward? I guess there's a question.
There's two things. So without making it difficult, Don says, do everybody, it's going to cost us an additional.
It's going to cost a little less than that because we don't recognize the current employees.
So about $1,000. Or do we simply go from the June 15th date forward? I think it's two simple things to look at. Do we want to spend the grand and cover everybody? Or the program was implemented on June 15th, and we go forward from there. Everybody? We will move it forward to the consent agenda. Everybody will be included that started working and has however many.
No, that's
about
right.
That's
right.
Thank
you.
You cover
everybody.
Well,
the
calendar
year.
This year
from 6/16 to 6/15 of next year.
6/16 to 4/30 are recognized for years of service. They won't be included.
Right. This year we okay. This is over and above all this week.
And there will be no other retroactive.
So basically what you're saying is everybody except for people with less than 5 years of service.
Everybody will be right.
So shave your eyes. You don't get nothing.
And one other thing you should add is why we've got from this point on, there should be one day where we recognize everybody for that year.
Moving forward to public works, some Eastern stuff 49 repair.
I'm bringing bodies.
Trip 49 went in for an inspection to see where we were at with it, and this is a one-time. And it's quite a few things wrong with it. Things, unfortunately, that if we don't take care of them, well, first of all, we're putting at risk whoever's driving it. Second of all, we'll probably not have this vehicle a whole lot longer if we don't start tending to it very seriously. So we are asking that 49 be given the approval to go in for an immediate repair and get this done.
No, just put in the line.
Wasn't this one of the trucks we did the transmission for there, right?
No, not this one. This truck is more than just alignment. This gearbox is starting to go bad.
There's a looseness in a lot of these things, and the exhaust pipe, the drive shaft, the U-joint, the air filter. Total cost is $2,096.14. And quite frankly, if we had been taking care of these things as they had happened or as they became noticeable, or had we actually had these vehicles going in for a better and more constant overview. So we do recommend that this goes forward. We get this truck back on the street. It is a priority that this truck be ready before we see snowfall. And with the weather the way it is these crazy days, who knows when that will be.
Am I reading that it only has 47,000 miles on it?
Exactly. Exactly.
In the 1996?
Yep. Well, it is primarily used for only certain things. So it's not out on the road every day. It's not used as an everyday runaround vehicle. There's got to be a purpose to this one being out.
It's
worth keeping. Oh, it's well worth keeping.
Maintenance and repair expenses have been 32,000 on only 47,000 miles.
Which says a lot about us not keeping up to date with inspections and
miles.
I'm pretty sure this one's got the rear end.
I don't know if it's
possible.
It's almost $8,000 a mile in repairs, not including the cost.
That's why they're going to require it. They make some of that.
That's one of the reasons the eval program has come up. We're not looking at all of our vehicles in totality. We're being reactive.
Right.
And didn't this board say we wanted to be more proactive? So we're putting together this program, and we're instituting this program, and we're moving forward with this program, and this is the first vehicle that needs its due.
Where's $32,000?
Right here, 180 miles. 47,000 miles. Maintenance and repair, $32,741. And you have another Suzu, it's almost $800 a mile.
It goes straight, it goes like a truck.
And it doesn't include the cost of the truck.
Yeah. Well, that is a truck,
yeah.
Now, wait a minute. What does $32,000, what is that? Because up here, the repair says that it's
$2,000.
You know what? Is this a budget amount?
Yeah.
This is a budget amount.
That's
Ron doing his math on that paperwork.
Oh,
that's what I was like. I was wondering what you were talking about.
I would like to add something on the evaluation program. Is once the trucks are all completed and been evaluated, there will be a list of all the repairs that need, and then we'll bring it back to the board and prioritize what one goes into all the same thing. So not all going into the same thing.
This one just happens to be bad enough that we need to get it out. Yeah. If somebody's going to take this out, I mean, let's look at this. The U joint, the steering cup, the gearbox, one of those items decides to, you know, poop out at that moment, and I don't know where our driver's going to end up in.
And that's one of the 5-year dump trucks. That's not just a one ton.
You're right. It's a 5-year.
Does it have to do anything at all?
This is a major use for the winter.
Yeah.
And it gets pushed hard for winter.
Is it possible that we could give the okay, kind of really, that we do it, finalize it the next meeting? Give the okay now?
Yeah, I think we have plenty of time for it. I talked to Ron about it. I'm fine with moving forward on it. It's repairs that have to be done, otherwise I would say park that vehicle because it will be a life safety issue. So I don't have a problem with saying moving forward with the consent agenda and do the repairs. It's only $2,000. I don't know if you what else you'd want to information you want to get.
Well, I think if it is a safety issue, anyone gets behind the car, and you have the right to say go ahead and send it over and we can ratify it at the next meeting.
Well, that's our decision to make.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm recommending.
To move forward?
To move forward and ratify it. So I don't fix it now to ratify it in its order.
Oh, you want them to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. Truck repair in the 49 will be done immediately, and then the stuff will be ratified at the next board meeting. Everybody fine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yes, thank
you. Hometown Fest.
All right. Well, again, number
six
from 11 to 8. We're real close to time-wise in the schedule, Don and I are going to do that after this meeting. Right. Few changes that I know most of you have not seen the schedule, so you know don't what it is today and what it'll be from. We are this year's
school.
We are looking for volunteers. We have 8 spots that need bodies from 11 to 8. I would hope all of our sweet trustees that work so well together would participate in that with us. I can't talk about some of the type of stuff. I would be more than happy to grab that if any of you are willing to put your name down.
People looking for is, people who care about the cat. We might have been. Complicated. Back out the tenant and interact with these type of things the more skill set type of things would probably be our foam carving and potentially our slime machine that might involve a little bit of mixing stuff and kind of make sure it's built properly.
Do you already have these signed up with Martha?
I do not. Do you know if you signed up down there?
Oh, I know, I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we did break down to 3 shifts. First shift is 11 to 2, second shift is 2 to 5, and third shift is 5 to 8. So each of the activities would like to be a 3 shift full out of those ways to kind of help with the people have a little bit of a break and enjoy both of the festival themselves.
I know I did the tickets, but I don't remember.
The soccer team is an inflatable, it's a giant inflatable where two people can actually touch the scope and taking the soccer ball into the designated hole. You can do it one-on-one. Each person can do it individually or competitive, like two brothers want to see you can do it more at a time. That's more so the sense of how to keep the ball going to people in an orderly line so that nobody can take the ball at a time. Or get in touch hard, get so excited they just want to shuffle. Bounce out of the tenant would be a little bit of making sure that they're pairing up the right size kids. Not putting 12-year-olds in with 4-year-olds, so 2-year-olds. Just kind of making sure they break up the groups, list appropriately sized, and monitoring, make sure, okay, you guys have the assignment, get an hour next for a bit. Would be things slow.
I have a small bounce out. That would be good for the little kids if you're entering it.
That might be a bad idea to have a small camp that little kids can just kind of go free. You're under this height, you can go in, as long as
there's
not this many people.
Yeah.
Is someone's item like that? I know I think we ran into an issue like this in the past. Is someone's item like that, like a bounce house, a bigger liability? Yeah. I mean, I just don't want, as an owner, I don't want you to pay the burden as much as I love that you're willing to share. So I would ask counsel, is that a liability issue? To use a private person's bouncy? I know we had that as an issue in the past with other bouncy myself, but it's just a matter of...
But the ownership doesn't particularly matter. If the village is using a bouncy castle or object of some kind and letting children use it for that purpose, it's only centered. It would be people that would possibly own the Belgian Castle. Just like if you were to rent it from a facility, they would still come out to the village and not the company you're renting from.
I just wanted to make sure I don't want
to. It was an issue of that.
Yeah.
Town council. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. I think that's really it right now. Facebook page up and running. Please go on and like our Facebook page. Please share the posts. I'm trying to get a full crowd each day. I'm highlighting our activities, the free things, our bands. I'm going to be putting our conference up there. We're going to be putting a lot of the food vendors and everything on the link all into it. Get shared. So please definitely go on there. Please share. Make a comment. The more people comment on things, the more people share things, the more it's around. Just with our site being up within a week. Our initial flyer
has been seen by over 1,000 people, just off of our initial Facebook post, and has been shared about 100 times. Just from that book, not to mention the other book that I did off of my own personal page, and that I've done off of, you know, a couple of our band pages. I don't know how much shares they've gotten from those. But, so it is getting out there, it is getting known. Every time I put a post on there, I am putting around like hometown fest back date September 6th, and I'm highlighting everything that's free. Somebody is not paying free very well. But there is one thing. We did have our slime machine. And I was wondering if I could put on there all the board members who be willing to kind of we do an interactive poll on Facebook where people can nominate who they think should get slime first. And if everybody would be willing to, if they would nominate, that the most votes get slime first, get slime. I don't know about that.
About that.
I got that up with you.
I'm not
getting
slime.
Oh, come on.
Come on. The very first year we did the dunk tank, we actually went around and asked people for donations, and we nominated our village administrator to be the dunked one, and people paid to dunk him. So I would really love to see. Please, take on the challenge.
I
did. I've
done it before.
But now he's
depressed.
I brought it to the village administrator. We made a lot of money.
I think you're going to go back and
one thing we really need a lot of help is get these farm stuff into the business. We have them now, but somebody is going to take them now and get them into the business. It would be great. I can't do it downtown.
Okay.
So somebody needs to cover my area.
Okay. You only had here, right?
Downtown, and I think that's just
right here.
I like that this area.
Okay. I will take that for now. Okay. Right. Since I can't be here that day, I will do that.
Right. See, yeah. I have it in the other room.
Perfect.
And then you're covered safety, and I'm covered locally, and I cover here.
We have 28,000 tickets. So we have plenty.
Okay. Did you get my email?
Yes.
Okay. All worked out. We didn't have to prove anything. We didn't have to pay cash checks to the bank.
We approved the
The second? I'll come back here. Okay. What else was on the tickets?
The packages. Do some
hands.
Can we do a liquor license?
Special.
It was covered by Lake Wall.
Sorry, I think they have to come in and do a special.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yeah, I gave them the application already, and you know, the getting some of the we'll do a special on the
Are you still continuing on with the special event meetings, and are we going to have one next Tuesday for the first
Monday.
Every Monday.
5:30.
But September 1st, we'll have it on
the 2nd.
Second.
Right.
Okay.
So you
get
that
regular
market date. Yeah. So it'll be Tuesday, Thursday, Monday. Very good. Any other discussion? If not, maybe the motion to adjourn.
Yes.
I have signature cards because of the new treasurer. People can sign signature cards tonight so we can get Shane out of bank accounts. Please.
Bank on check's been done?
Yes.
And his first form has been claimed?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
We'll take the cat. Did you know if the case is out for beer or drinks next month or not? So you can stop by this room or the kitchen room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A motion to adjourn was made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. All in favor.
All right.
motion is adjourned at 9:06.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, everybody.